The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Dr. David Martin brings murder charges to court over vax deaths. That's not all I have for you. I also have Dr. Harvey Risch of Yale University exposing the vaccine scam. And you can't call him some right-wing conspiracy wacko because he's not even from the right. So I find it very important because he's will say the things that I've said a long time ago, but I'm just a talk show host. And so that's what people will view as, even though I've been right, it doesn't matter. A lot of people, they have to hear it from an expert. Well, I've got an expert of all experts at Yale University backing up everything that we've been saying. So especially about the vaccine being a scam. He doesn't use the word the vaccine is a scam, but you'll see what I'm talking about. He proves that it is. All right. So let's first jump in because there's a lot to cover here with Dr. David Martin. He is not holding back. He's going full force, and I like it. If you don't know who Dr. David Martin is, you kind of recognize his name. I think a lot of people would recognize it. You'll recognize it when you see him. Remember, if you're listening on the radio, all my shows have video to them that you're hearing on the radio. You just have to go to thenewamerican.com. And don't forget, if you visit thenewamerican.com, don't forget to subscribe. Or if you visit the videos, subscribe to the videos for free. Don't forget to do that, especially if you agree that the vaccine is basically a bioweapon. Subscribe right now. If you're watching, subscribe. All right, because you'll love my shows if you think that. You won't want to miss any of them. All right, here we go. Dr. David Martin, he's dropping a bombshell. And he doesn't want people to think like this is arguing science in court, arguing all the semantics. He's saying, I want you to understand this is a murder trial. It's going to be about murder. And I love, this is what we need. We need more people to make these people face consequences, real consequences. Because he'll go over why there is no doubt they didn't know. And there's no doubt that they didn't plan it on purpose. And what I was saying is you'll recognize what he looks like. But if you are listening on the radio, you may have seen videos of the guy that owned the patent company and found the old patents years ago of the vaccine and the coronavirus and how these patents go way back before 2019. He's the one that really helped expose what happened at North Carolina and the gain of function through patents. Because he's a patent guy. His company was like one of the leading patents. That's who's talking here, just so you know. All right, let's get into it as he's now wanting to bring, and is, he is bringing murder charges. Take a look.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Eric. And welcome to everybody who's watching. I am not going to retread the ground that I have tread many times. For those of you who have not been familiar with the work, you can go to prosecutenow.com. And at prosecutenow.com, you will see the Utah federal case that we have filed against the president, against CMS, and against the Department of Health and Human Services. If you want to understand why we refuse to use the term vaccination, that's the reason why. So go to prosecutenow.com. There you'll also see the summary of litigation, and you'll also see the draft indictment. What I can say is that we have three different law enforcement agencies who, in fact, are working with us right now on the development of the very first criminal indictment against one of the sociopaths that architected this global campaign of terror. And you will be hearing more about that between now and the 22nd of May. So the crime is coming. And if you haven't read the Utah filing, please do, because it is actually extremely, extremely important. And obviously, some of you are aware that George Wentz, Leslie Manoukian hired me and George to build the case that ultimately led to the Florida decision that removed masks from airplanes. So we have the first win, which obviously is now benefiting everybody who has to ever be in a plane. And we are now in the middle of the preliminary injunction phase of the Utah case against CMS.
Hold on. Dr. David Martin needs a ton of thank you to anyone who's flying planes, that his case was able to free so many people from wearing masks on an airplane. That is really huge. Just that alone makes him a national treasure. Just that alone makes him a hero. Just that. But he ain't done. He's going for so much more. Take a listen.
But I wanted to lean heavily into the Canadian side of this question. But I want to make sure we stipulate something out of the gate. This is not a public health situation. This is not even a science situation. And while I appreciate the public health people and the scientists who love to talk about the nuance of this, it is like commenting on the merits of firearms at a shooting. This is a case of murder. It is not a case of disease. It is not a case of pandemic. This is a case of murder. And people who are currently doing the delivery of the agent of that murder are, in fact, people who wear lab coats. If they wore anything else, if they wore hoodies, they wore anything else, we'd call them murderers. Right now, we call them doctors. The fact of the matter is, this is premeditated global terrorism. This is premeditated domestic terrorism, and this is premeditated racketeering. And the reason why I say that is because the evidence is that Canada and the United States collaborated, and specifically during the gain of function moratorium. For those of you who actually don't understand the dynamics of this, the weaponization of the spike protein associated with WIV1, which is the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1, which was sampled from China reportedly between 2011 and 2013, which was replicated at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in 2013 and 14, which was the subject of the moratorium on the gain of function research, where Anthony Fauci said to Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in October of 2014, that while there was in fact a gain of function moratorium, his work on the weaponization of the Wuhan Institute of Virology virus spike protein was able to go on because, I quote, he had already been funded, end quote. And this study, which was done in vivo, resulted in two papers, one in 2015 and one in 2016, both stating that the Wuhan Institute of Virology virus 1 spike protein targeting endothelial tissue, targeting lung tissue, targeting kidney tissue, he stated that it was, and I'm quoting, poised for human emergence. So anybody who wants to sit here and pretend like this is anything other than premeditated murder is actually watching freight cars roll across Germany and wondering where neighbors are going.
What he's saying is you follow the patents, you follow their own words, and you see that they were making a bioweapon, and they were poised to admit it onto the world. And everyone knows what really happened. What happened was, is Donald Trump looked like he was going to win re-election, and the globalists didn't know how to stop him. And I think the globalists weren't going to release it. So at the end of when was it? 2020. When it was going around, they wouldn't have released it. But because of Donald Trump, they wanted something to be able to use to A, depopulate the earth, but B, cause a panic so that they can shut the economy down, because they had all agreed it's the economy, stupid. And Trump's going to win because his economy is too good and it's going to get better. We need to shut the entire economy down, and then Trump won't win. How are we going to do that? Well, we were planning on depopulating the earth, And part of that plan was that we could shut economies down. So why don't we just speed up the depopulation plan to depopulate the Earth and use it right now so we can shut the economies down so that Trump won't win re-election and will destroy his economy. Plus, we were planning on depopulating anyways in the future, so let's do that. That's exactly what happened, folks, and you all know it. It's all premeditated. It was all designed. The depopulation is murder. And these murderers admit they want to murder you. Bill Gates admits he wants depopulation. Many of these people, everyone at the World Economic Forum basically wants depopulation. If you attended the World Economic Forum, which is amazing that Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, went to the World Economic Forum. You know what that was? Giving you the middle finger to say, see, I am a globalist and I do go after Donald Trump unjustly and I'll remove any president and I use the FBI as a weapon and I do allow the FBI to allow stealings of elections. That's what I do. Him going to the World Economic Forum was him admitting to everything we've ever said about him. But he doesn't care because he feels like you can't do anything. It's amazing. Anyways, let's get back to Dr. David Martin because I'm starting to drift off.
In March of 2015, Peter Daszak, the chief architect of the deployment of this particular campaign of terror, along with Anthony Fauci and Ralph Baric, Peter Daszak made the following statement. To sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, we need to increase the public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. If you think that this is an issue that has anything to do with a virus spreading in a pandemic, you are delusional. This is a premeditated crime. They announced the crime in 2015, and conveniently, the government of Canada entered into an agreement with the distribution of the lethal agent in 2015. And specifically, that was Thomas Madden, that was Peter Cullis, and that was Peter Cullis, Thomas Madden, and Ian McLaughlin, who at the University of British Columbia developed the lipid nanoparticle that was required to first demonstrate the ability to actually do what was called gene silencing in monkeys, and then took that technology after a lawsuit, which was a $65 million lawsuit. The settlement of that lawsuit in 2012, and for those in Canada, look up that lawsuit. It was the lawsuit between Protiva, Techmira, Alcanna Therapeutics, and the University of British Columbia. After the $65 million settlement was paid in that particular case, in 2015, Alcanna Therapeutics, owned by Thomas Madden and Peter Cullis, sublicensed the lipid nanoparticle technology to Moderna for the development of an mRNA vaccine during the gain-of-function moratorium in violation of U.S. and Canadian law, because it's illegal in Canada to support and make a agent which enables the delivery of a biological weapon. That's actually illegal in Canada. And it's illegal to develop and aid in the development of a biological weapon in the United States. Those are felony violations of two parts of the criminal code of the United States, 18 U.S. Code subsection 2339, which is conspiring to commit acts of terrorism, and 18 U.S. Code section 175, funding and creating a biological weapon.
That's right. And that would be an act of terrorism. If you prove, and it's really already been proven, that they premeditated, made gain of function to make a bioweapon, and then purposefully released it on the world. And then after it was killing people, they still told you it was safe and effective, lying, committing fraud.
and try to get as many people to take it as possible, then how is that not an act of terror? At the same time, these are the people that say they want to depopulate the earth. So depopulation, they want to kill people with vaccines, and then that's not an act of terror? Of course it is. This is great, though. Dr. David Martin is going full force, and I love it. More power to him. Now, how about Dr. Harvey Risch? He explains, he's from Yale, and he explains just how bad these vaccines are. They're basically a scam. Now, I've said it 1,000 times. I've said that the flu shot is a scam. I said it years and years ago when this first came out, and they said they were making a vaccine. They're going to make a vaccine at warp speed for the coronavirus. I said immediately, I know from the flu shots, coronaviruses mutate. And therefore, by the time it comes out, it will not be around. You can never catch up. So I already know it was going to be useless just from that alone. But people didn't believe me because I'm not a professor, doctor at Yale University. But here's the doctor at Yale University who's not even conservative, 100% backing up everything that I've said in the past.
Well, the bivalent booster has already failed because it was targeted for substrains of Omicron that have largely disappeared from circulation in the U.S. And that's the problem, because we don't have seasonality on COVID waves. In fact, we're not seeing a wave, so to speak, this winter like we've seen waves in the past. There's a little bump, but it's not really a wave. So the vaccines take 3 or 4 months to make and distribute. And by the time they do that, the variants are long gone, or mostly gone. And that's the problem, that they lose efficacy, both because they're targeted against the wrong variants and because over time, all the vaccines lose efficacy, as the CDC reported on August 11th. So
hold on. All the vaccines that are trying to treat any coronavirus. This is why they've never been able to cure the common cold with a vaccine. It's not possible. It's also not possible because a vaccine goes into your blood system, and coronaviruses are usually airborne viruses. The airborne virus goes to your lungs, which is a whole different immunity system, completely different than your blood system. That's another way I knew the vaccines would have 0% effectiveness. A, you're treating something that's already gone. B, airborne viruses cannot be treated in the blood. They get into the lungs and the digestive tract, and that has a whole different immune system. Talk to Dr. Bakhti, if you don't believe me, who is the world-leading expert on that and has taught I don't know how many thousands of future doctors all about the immune system. Here's the thing. Most of your doctors don't know any of that. They didn't go to school to learn about the immune system. If they're going to school for a specific area, like heart conditions, they're not going to know that much about immune systems. You just have to understand that. So most doctors have no idea that there's two different immune systems. They don't even know that. A lot of them don't know it. So they think injections, that could work. No, it can't possibly work. It's literally impossible. If that could work, they could cure the common cold. They can't cure the common cold. They try to use nasal inhale stuff to coat your lungs. They've tried many times. It's never worked. That's never worked either. Anyways, more from Dr. Risch. He explains so much more.
You just can't catch up, and it doesn't provide a service to keep jabbing people over and over again, and certainly will be completely useless doing it on an annual basis when these things only have potential benefit for a few months at most.
Okay, but this is what the thing tomorrow is. They're going to say they want to make it like the flu shot you go to CVS and get. They want to make it annually. And look, this is your field, not mine, but they're going to study all the variants and make the batches in the spring or in June to be ready to go in like 2 months. Is that the plan? Is that counter your argument? Or you think that just shows the insanity that FDA is pursuing here?
I think it's unrealistic. I think that to make the vaccines and distribute them in 2 months is feasible. But by 2 months after, it takes a while for them to know which are the variants that are going to be in circulation, because new variants are always turning up. And there's, you know, a dozen at any given time that are the major new ones. And in order to know that one of them is going to surpass the others, it takes a while for that to happen. And once that point is reached, those variants will peak in about 6 to 8 weeks. And so by the time 2 months has gone by, when the vaccines are out, it's already past the peak of the ones that they were calibrated for. You have to remember that annual boosters are not an emergency. That these vaccines were approved under emergency status, under EUA authorization, but there is no emergency for annual vaccines. And so there's been no full BLA, the biological license authorization, licensure of these vaccines in the United States. The ones that have been licensed aren't available.
He's exposing the vaccine scam. I just want to make this point and really pound it in. You're getting to understanding from him that, yes, the things mutate, it's already long gone by the time they introduce the vaccine. I want you to understand, that's just one reason why there's no way your vaccine can work. The other thing is let's pretend he's wrong. Let's say the variants are still around and they can get it and hit exactly what is spreading. Or they can guess in the future and get the exact, what I told you from Dr. Bhakti still applies. It wouldn't matter if they had the exact variant. It wouldn't matter because they're injecting it in your blood and it is an airborne virus. You're still going to get sick. Even if you get injected with the, because that immune system is going to be for your organs and your blood system, it is not going to be for your lungs. And that's where it will still make you get sick and you'll still get the head cold. You'll still get the congested lungs, which is what the cold or coronavirus does to you. You will get that no matter what. So there's two ways I can prove the vaccine is completely a scam. And the flu shot has always been a scam, now that you know this. Let me see if I can squeeze in just a tiny bit more from Dr. Reich.
Comirnaty is not available, only the EUA version. And that's not appropriate in a non-emergency situation, which is the case of annual vaccinations. None of this makes sense. The whole thing doesn't make any sense at all.
We're going to have you back on tomorrow. We're going to work your schedule to get you back on with the FDA's meeting. Until then, Dr. Risch, how can people get you? I know you got a channel at Telegram. Where can people get you there and other places?
The easiest way is to Google me at Yale, Risch, R-I-S-C-H, and Yale, Y-A-L-E. And that has my faculty page, and on that page is my Telegram link. It's Harvey Risch, MD, PhD, is the Telegram link. But that's a lot to remember, so it's easier just to Google me.
Is it still, real quickly, do the students at Yale have to get the booster by the 31st so they can't come back?
That is correct. That's the current status of the Yale requirement.
Yeah, it's terrible, folks. Terrible. I'm out of time. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hi, I'm Alan Keyes. I'm the host of IMTV's daily talk show about news and events in America. And I want to say a good word for the New American Magazine. Not only because Alex Newman has joined us as somebody who is periodically hosting a show, but because New American Magazine represents a alternative media that is willing to tell people the truth. With so much fake news spreading about, and the fact that right now this country's in an existential crisis, we remember who we are and where we come from and what our principles are, or we die. Reading New American Magazine can keep you up to the minute on the issues that are challenging us as a people and on which that survival hangs. You can check it out and subscribe at www.thenewamerican.com.